And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our TDT. What makes the difference between you, me, and Fido? That's the question. Number two, we're covering Meshuggah news because I was born and raised Jewish and now I'm a Christian. And that's what I get to do after going to private Hebrew school. And finally, we'll review when it's time, as many think right now, to be silent.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
And oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? You're probably thinking you guys have lost your mind. Wait, you've got 2 hours of this. Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-KPRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically, just technically, open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break and we're coming back, but stand by for SRN News. I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul. And no one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach any star.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. stocks fell for the fourth day in a row as concerns about global economic weakness intensified, even as Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen reiterated her confidence in the U.S. economy. Financial stocks fell hardest Thursday as investors worried that interest rates in the U.S. and elsewhere would remain low and sap bank profits. Oil prices sank again, this time to their lowest levels since 2003. Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton return to the debate stage in Milwaukee tonight.
This evening's debate comes on the heels of a dominating New Hampshire primary win for Sanders. And it's the last Democratic debate before ballots are cast in South Carolina, Nevada, and the Super Tuesday states. Clinton and Sanders are sure to spar over income equality and gun policy, among other topics.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Tempers flared today at a House hearing on the IRS.
Virginia Democrat Gerald Connolly implying the hearings are politically motivated.
I'm tired of these hearings. I'm tired of insinuation. I'm tired, frankly, of what looks to a lot of people like demagoguery.
Oversight Chairman Jason Chaffetz.
Name one thing that I said in my opening statement that's not true. Name it. You don't have anything.
You don't have anything, Mr. Chairman.
Chaffetz calling the comments inappropriate, but Connolly hanging tough.
The critique stands. You don't have to agree with it, Mr. Chairman.
I do not.
But I stand by.
Let's move on.
Fine, let's move on.
The hearings were scheduled to look into sloppy record-keeping and data breaches at the IRS.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The FBI confirms that it has arrested the last armed occupiers of an Oregon wildlife refuge. The Bureau says in a statement that no one was injured and no shots were fired when all four were taken into custody. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow down by 254 points, the Nasdaq dropping 17, oil down to $26.21 a barrel. This is SRN News.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome aboard the David Spoon Experience, sponsored by the USS Midway Family Ministry Overnight Programs. For reservations, visit midway.org.
What happens when you require welfare recipients to work in order to get a state check? Maine might be a good example. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Since 2008, the food stamp caseload of adults without dependents who are able-bodied has more than doubled nationally to around 5 million today. They gained notoriety when Fox News aired a documentary on food stamps featuring 29-year-old Jason Greenslate, a Californian who reported that he spends his time surfing and playing in his rock band, all the while receiving benefits from the food stamp program. In response to the growth in food stamp dependence, Maine Governor Paul LePage established work requirements on recipients who are without dependents and able-bodied. Now they're required to take a job, participate in training, or perform community service. Job openings for lower-skill workers are abundant in Maine, and for those recipients who cannot find immediate employment, Maine offers both training and community service slots. But despite vigorous outreach efforts by the government to encourage participation, most childless adult recipients in Maine refused to participate. They lost their food stamp benefits. In the first 3 months after Maine's work policy went into effect, its caseload of able-bodied adults without dependents plummeted by 80%. Well, here's a way to save some money on medical care, MediShare. MediShare is affordable biblical health care. And MediShare offers affordable options to fit almost any budget. That's made possible because MediShare members agree to live healthy lifestyles consistent with a biblical worldview. That keeps share costs down and is around half the cost of other health care programs. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, where my voice is just like somebody's fingernails on a chalkboard. Thank you very much. Yeah, we send that out to our good friend Trash Can. Here is the weather report. I want to say brought to you by, it takes me a second to get this going. Brought to you by Subaru El Cajon. My wife was in the office today. That should tell you everything in the world as to why I'm moving a little bit differently. She went in there and looked at my files and went, okay, change, 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 change. I feel like, I'm like one of those machines at the grocery store that you put the dollar bill in and you get the change.
And now your office is painted pink.
I'm not going that far, but I can't figure out why she has me wearing sunglasses that are dark from the inside. This weather report brought to you by Subaru El Cajon. Our very good friend Chris George, one of our great friends, in fact, if you're interested in doing business with a brother in the Lord in the car industry, oh, that would be nice. Having Christians in the car industry, that would be a good idea. Now, if we could just get them into the politician arena, we'd be doing fantastic. But here's the deal. If you're looking at a car, Subaru El Cajon, they are at the top. Subaru love is what it makes a Subaru. It's love. You got it like that. That's good. That's a good saying right there. SubaruElCajon.com, located at 900 Arnell Avenue, 800-418-4444. 800-418-4444. Here is your weather report. I'm going to give you the official weather report. I'm not giving you the official weather report. Look outside. Are you kidding me? You know why you live here and not Cleveland? Take a look outside. That's why.
Are you sure you've had experience as a weatherman?
I've had no experience as a weatherman, but I can tell you this. I do have the capacity to retain that which I am seeing now, and it is fantastical. And what else do you need to know? If you're looking for a weatherman, here's my advice to you. If you're in your car, make sure you're looking through the windshield. If you're in your house, look outside the window. Do me a favor. If you're inside your building, in your office, and there's no way to see the outside, go up, take a nice little view from the roof of wherever you work. Maybe you can become he who sits on clouds for a minute and just check out the weather.
You know, I normally don't get outside too much during my shift here at the station, but I went outside for 5 minutes before the show, and I got to tell you, didn't really want to come back out. Inside, wanted to make an excuse, feeling sick.
Yeah, but you couldn't. I mean, you couldn't just leave me abandoned.
Oh, I would never leave you. No.
Yeah, but I mean, I know what you're talking about. The other day, my wife and I were walking, and the sun was just beating down. I was like, you don't want to overdo it, but it did feel good for that 3-4-5 minute pulse. It's like, ooh, that's nice. It's just a beautiful city to live in, and we're going to talk tomorrow about the political correctness of our city. That's going to be tons of fun, and I do want you to keep aware that one of the things we strive to do on the show the best we can is keep you posted on things that are taking place. In order to do that, we encourage you to go to kprz.com, check out our community calendar for all the different events, and we want to let you know about our KPRZ mobile app. That's fairly important if you're interested in listening on your smartphone, keeping it real simple, real easy. We're going to get into the teaching part right away. We got Michigan News coming up, and that's going to be something. I don't even know if I want to do it, but I have to do it.
Boy, it's so humid.
Yeah, not yet, though. This one is a classic. This is a DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. And the question simply, the title simply is this: what makes the difference? What makes the difference? And so I want you to kind of understand what we're talking about. We're talking about animals. I had a philosophy teacher one time say to the class, if you don't agree with this statement, you will not get a passing grade, but animals and people are no different. Needless to say, I did not stay in the class. That was the once I've been tossed out of more college classes than I don't want to discuss that. Anyway, what's the deal about animals? Here's the deal about animals. If you really want to understand what the purpose of animals and that whole process, get this. I want you to catch this. You're going to do me a favor. You're going to read Genesis 1 and 2. You're not going to read Genesis 1 and 2 and think, oh, it's like a fairy tale, like I'm in Sunday school and they're doing little picture things. You're going to read Genesis 1 and 2 like it's a communication and God's trying to teach you something. Here's the thing he tells you about Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Animals are under our domain for our benefit. Now, you can come up with all the different things you want, but God illustrates clearly that the animals are for our benefit. And oh, by the way, when the sin takes place and Adam and Eve are kicked out of a garden, what kind of clothes does God make for Adam and Eve? What are the clothes made out of? Paper mache? No? Animal skins. What? Okay. Here's what I want you to catch, though. What's the difference between humans and animals? You want to hear the actual scriptural difference? It's not what makes us different, and that's the catch. It's who makes us different, not what makes us different. Job chapter 35, verse 10 through 11. Job 35, 10 through 11. But no one asks, where is God my maker, who provides us with songs in the night, who gives us more understanding than the animals of the earth? It makes us wiser than the birds of the sky. Catch this. The Creator made mankind, humanity, with more understanding than the animals. Animals were made for beings of our benefit under our domain. There's no way around it. If you want to toss out your Bible, you're not a Bible-believing Christian, fine. Either listen and be quiet or change the channel. But the other part about this is animals for our benefit under our domain, but God is the one who gave us more understanding. And what people do is they ask this question, well, what makes us different? No, silly. It's not what makes us different. It's who makes us different. Now, lest you think I am an anti-creation, anti-animal kind of person, you should know better, since one of my favorite entities on this planet is my very own dog, Levi, who seems to rule the roost, especially when it comes to our bed of late, but we'll talk about that another time. But I want you to understand in Scripture what God says about creation out of Romans 8, 19 through 22, because God is going to free creation from the bondage of sin that man placed upon it. Oh, what? Get out of town, Dave. No, I didn't write this. Romans 8, 19 through 22. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of one who subjected it, and hope that creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Creation itself, a testimony from God to man's sinfulness. That's a drag. But don't misunderstand that God created mankind with more understanding than the animals. And as much as I love my animal that's with me and have loved multiple animals and have a heart of compassion where sometimes I have to change the channel when they do one of those shelter commercials because it really bums me out. Let's not misunderstand who Jesus died for. He did not die for my dog, Levi. He died for you. And the sins that you and I have committed and will commit, and others have committed and will commit, were laid upon the back of Jesus Christ so that there could be redemption in mankind, in humanity. But make no mistake, the fact that we have more understanding does not necessitate that each one of us operates in that more understanding, because there's many people that operate as dumb as rocks. And when that happens, you got to think, maybe, sometimes, perhaps, as silly as my dog is, maybe smarter than a couple people here or there. Doesn't matter. Jesus didn't die for Fido. You got to keep it real. You got to keep it straight. You were given more understanding. It's not what makes us different than the animals. It's who makes us different than the animals. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. And we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
We'd love to invite you to experience Horizon Prep, a Christ-centered classical school in Rancho Santa Fe for students in preschool through high school. Studies show that the best indicator of student success is an effective teacher. At Horizon Prep, students are purposefully guided and skillfully nurtured by experienced academic educators who have the gift of teaching. Using carefully honed curriculum and proven teaching and learning principles, we engage and challenge every student at every level using the time-proven methodologies of classical education. We offer small classes, sizes, a safe and secure campus, and an environment where your child will discover the tools and enthusiasm needed for lifelong learning. Schedule a private tour of Horizon Prep and experience firsthand the joy of learning, the hope that comes from a biblical Christian worldview, and the purpose with which we pursue academic excellence that is anything but common. We'd love to host you on campus for a private tour. Call us at 858-756-5599 or go to horizonprep.org. Again, that's horizonprep.org.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Rejuvenate. Be inspired. Refresh. Sound like some realities you want for yourself this year? Then embark this fall on a 15-day all-inclusive Mediterranean cruise of a lifetime with KPRZ. Sail the pristine Mediterranean waters with celebrity cruises on the luxurious Silhouette. With thrilling stops in Rome, Naples, Jerusalem, Athens, and more, you'll experience sights like the magnificent Sistine Chapel, the historic Western Wall in Jerusalem, the beautiful Greek island of Santorini, and much more. This is not just a cruise. You'll also follow in the footsteps of the apostles on the journeys of St. Paul to Athens and Ephesus, along with special guest and resident teaching pastor Alistair Begg. Absorb the sights of the early church on this one-of-a-kind spiritual journey through the interactive vibrancy of church and culture. The Footsteps of the Apostles Mediterranean Cruise, September 22nd to October 9th. For more information and to register for this once-in-a-lifetime trip, visit kprz.com. That's kprz.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Do want to remind you folks, if you are looking for somebody to work with you on your roof, I think for 3 years now, we've made it pretty clear who the ministers of roof are.
And we're not talking DiMaggio.
That's a good point. It's Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. If you go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing, you kind of get their Facebook page. I don't know if you kind of. I think you just do. Here's the deal. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs. They do every form of residential and commercial. They do odd projects, bizarre projects, projects that you might have never heard of. They do estimates for free, and they work with you until you are like, yes, because they believe it's their ministry to do so. Eric is the first person I've ever met in my entire life who said to me straight out, first meeting, when I'm on the roof, I feel closer to the Lord. And I'm not kidding. It's like, wow. And so he's like got a roofing company for like 25 years. Like, really? It's fantastic. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com. If you tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you will get nothing. I do want to let you know our church of the... That was good. You get nothing. Church of the week, by the way. We talked to Senior Pastor John Paul yesterday of Point Loma Community Church. Congratulations to them. I'd like to honor Pastor John and his staff for their outstanding contributions to the San Diego Christian community. Ask you to visit pointlomachurch.org. Really good interview yesterday. Really enjoyed talking with him. He's got some great story, great spirit in him. He's retiring after 47 years of ministry, so he can spend more time with his grandkids. God bless him. That's fantastic. And he's got four generations of ministers in his family. Wow. Also, our Ministry of the Month, Grace to You with John MacArthur. KBRZ honors Grace to You with John MacArthur as a Ministry of the Month in February. Now, John MacArthur's an in-depth Bible teacher, brings life-transforming truth out of God's word and brings that to millions of people every day. You can listen 8 a.m. right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., or you can listen right on your mobile app. Great teaching. I mean, it's just great. You know what I like about the different distinguishing teachers, like Jack Hayford and John MacArthur? You couldn't get two guys that are theologically different. You could kind of put them together. But John MacArthur, when he teaches on grace, I would say his understanding and his promotion of grace and truth is, it's just outstanding.
I got a question for you. Do you have a favorite teacher, Dave?
I've got like 10, which is kind of like, you know, and my problem is there's probably 3 or 4 in the present, you know, and then I have maybe 2 or 3 that are in the last 100 years. And then I've got 3 from the prior, and I'm not talking of the first 200 years. But like somebody, it's a perfect example. Like you have John MacArthur, who can teach better on grace than most people I've ever seen. But then you have, you know, Jack Hayford, who has a communication ability to talk to you about your relationship with the Lord, which is almost better than anybody else says it the way he says it. And it's not that either one has captured the ability to communicate. It's just you can almost tell where their strengths lie when they're communicating. And I just, you know, you're being fed. You know how deep the word is going. On this show, we do encouragement teaching. We call them mixed sermons. I mean, come on. Mixed sermon. Give me a break. But those guys are going in depth. It's not that we don't cover the Greek or the Hebrew, but they are going into thousands of years of in-depth teaching and history surrounding the simple passages that they're teaching. That's fantastic. I love those guys. All right. And then in lieu of that, because they're much wiser than I am, every one of them, anybody we have on this station that's not 2 to 4, Monday through Friday, probably twice as smart as me. They would never, of course, do something like I'm about to do, this being called Meshuggahna News.
Why it's so humid? Why it's so humid? Why it's so humid? Like the sauna in here.
The Meshuggahna News.
See. And now you think, well, they, of course, it's ridiculous. I know. But see, I am a Bible-believing, born-again Christian who's been involved in ministry full-time and not been involved in ministry full-time. Been involved in business full-time, too. I've kind of done the mix. And I'm also a person who grew up in a culture. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. I went to a private Hebrew school. I had the same kind of, my bar mitzvah present for my grandma was a color TV, a rarity 13-inch color TV for an individualized room. It was brown, it had little holes in it, and that's when we had a whopping 7 channels. And that was it. UHF had a channel. They didn't have all the channels like the way you think they did. Not in the beginning. It took a long time for things to get going. So when I grew up with magazines and comic books and things like that. So when a story like this comes along, this is where I have to move into the human commentator pulpit. And here's the story. Archie Comics. Now, I grew up with Archie Comics.
Yeah, who doesn't like Archie?
Archie Comics. And I was there when did you know original, early, that earlier stuff. And in fact, the original creators very, very against the progression that Archie Comics has been making. And now they've gone one step further. And I'm not going to say this in a belittlement fashion. I'm just going to completely belittle it from top to bottom. I'm not going to do it fashionably. I'm just going to do it straight out. Archie comic writers have now decided to make Jughead asexual. Not a sexual being, asexual. Kind of like what's going on with a lot of people in Japan. They're having a lot less sex. Of course, they're getting a lot more stuff done, but they're having a lot less sex. Okay? And here's the thing that nobody will remember. I'll give you two names. Let's see if you remember. Do you remember the person that had the crush on Jughead? Big Ethel. Ah! Big Ethel. You know who Jughead had a crush on? Midge. You know what the problem with that was? Moose's girlfriend. So there were some problems there. Yeah, but Jughead was never asexual. He had one girl that, let's say, wasn't as pleasant to the eyes. I'm not going to call her Leia, but that could be a biblical description. And he had this other one that he really liked, pleasant to the eyes, could never. So it's like, that's Midge. And that's what happened to Jughead. Let me explain something to you. What's going on? A, they shouldn't have made him asexual. He certainly shouldn't have been any of those other things. He really should have just been made a hamburger. Because if you understand Jughead, that would have been what you would have made him. But in order to sell in this politically correct world, and even though it's irrelevant forever now, they made him asexual. Why did I bring that up? So you can understand how far we've fallen in the last 40 years. It's far. And just so you can fully understand, if 40 years is the common thread for a generation, in the last 40 years, this nation has gone one way and it is not up. I just want to point that out. Here's one other thing that I want to say, and this is not as funny, and I don't understand this, and I actually have really weird feelings about sharing this story with you, so I want to be careful. In San Francisco, the homosexual community is complaining that people who are not homosexual are buying property in homosexual areas. I just want you to let that sit for 1 second and catch this. What San Francisco is ultimately going to do is back the homosexual community, even though it's going to be straight out discrimination and directly against federal law. By the way, this is in line with what's going on at UConn, University of Connecticut, requiring in one section black only housing. I'm not making any of this up. And in 7 years, there's more racial tension and sexual tension, inequality, and all this stuff. In 7 years, we've gone so far backwards in any progress we made that you can say one thing for sure. The Lord is coming soon. So we're a nation that makes proclamation that we're progressive or this or that. And in everything in political correctness, in order to go forward, you know what they have to do? They have to go backwards. And in order for man to achieve a certain sense of righteousness, he will walk in a greater sense of unrighteousness. And you will see it time and time again. And here's the calling card for all of this stuff. Because we were talking about sexual, we were talking about race. Here's the calling card for all of it. It's man's confession that he can make things right. And in the process of him making them right, they become more wrong. Like, uh-oh. Yeah. So that's why we pray, come Lord Jesus. In fact, if you want to come, Lord, before we come back from this break, that's fantastic by me. And I hope everybody else that's a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hello to all you parents out there who are looking to enroll your children for the 2016-17 school year. Hi, I'm Coach Rogers.
And I'm Francine Good, and we're here to tell you Maranatha Christian Schools is opening our doors on Thursday, February 11th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
The night will be divided into three events, and to kick off the evening, we'll have a general session in the gym.
Elementary parents, come see what makes our program an innovative educational experience that challenges students both academically and spiritually.
Junior high parents, join us for an overview of the academic courses used to challenge our students' intellect.
High school parents, come hear about our curriculum, our CIF athletics, and dynamic performing arts programs as we prepare your students to graduate equipped for college and ready for life.
We look forward to seeing you at Maranatha Christian Schools on Thursday, February 11th.
To find out more, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates? At CreditRepair.com, we know life happens. Divorce, medical bills, student loans, and many other reasons why credit scores fall. That's why at CreditRepair.com, we're committed to helping folks get the second chance they deserve to improve their credit.
CreditRepair.com is actually acting as an advocate for me. Things that I thought when you paid them off, they were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on there. But they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond.
It's a free credit score and summary credit report. We'll review your current credit situation right on the phone with a game plan to restore it. Call 800-231-1735. That's 800-231-1735.
Abused this second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you get a second chance at great credit. The consultation is free and includes 231-1735. Again, 800-231-1735. 800-231-1735.
Remember how it felt to hold your first Bible? I still have mine, with all the insights God's given to me over the years. Our Bible speaks of the Great Commission. But what about the 1 billion people who do not read? Most live among oral cultures, where learning is by hearing. Now, there is a Bible for them in their own native language, the Talking Bible. The Talking Bible stays to minister to remote villagers after missionaries go home. Built to work in the most difficult field conditions, but it feels sacred. It even looks like a Bible. Talking Bibles are now available in over 100 different languages. Entire villages are coming to Christ. Your monthly gift of $35 would supply Talking Bibles for an entire village. Or make a one-time gift of $140 to rush a Talking Bibles 4-pack to the mission field. Call 855-55-BIBLE or click talkingbibles.org. 855-55-BIBLE. 855-55-BIBLE.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Without the Jughead beat, whoa, Archie's here.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool at Keller Williams Realty. Sam Rasool, number one Keller Williams Realty realtor. He's the from the Realty Realtor in Southern California, L.A., and San Diego included. Here's the deal. If you're looking to talk to somebody about real estate and don't want to sign anything, make any commitments, just want to kind of get a feel for the land, just get in touch with Sam.
ThinkSam.com.
I mean, ThinkSam.com. Yeah, his commercial is really good. I really like it. It's like, look, here's no fancy jingle, no sound, no this. Just me. I'll help out. You do this. We'll do this. He's given thousands of dollars away, and he has. Every one of those checks, I've gotten a text on. And the bottom line is he gives thousands of dollars away from the commissions he makes. And it's like, that's cool. And he's not one of those guys that say, you know, if I make $100,000, I'll give the Lord $1,000. Okay, A, that's 1%. So that's not a lot. Sam's giving away 25%. ThinkSam.com. On top of all that, if you're looking for somebody to speak at a Bob, say he's speaking, he sent me a text, he's going to be speaking at a Bob Center or a men's gathering or some kind of gathering. I shouldn't say a men's gathering. Some kind of gathering. If you're looking for him to speak at your Bible study, at a gathering, you just get in touch with him. He loves to share his testimony. When you got a guy that loves to share his testimony, and a fantastic testimony it is, and he's willing to share it with you, take advantage of that. He wants you to because it gives him the opportunity to bring glory to the Lord by sharing the great works that God has done in his life. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1726. You don't have to sign up for anything. If you just want to talk to somebody who knows what they're doing, then get in touch with Sam. All right, let's do our What's Bugging Me section. This should not be difficult for many people. What's Bugging Me brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly.
You know what's funny? We call this What's Bugging Me, but we play bees.
Yeah, that is funny. But that's because it's bugging me.
Oh, I understand. And butterflies don't really make much noise.
You know what that is? That's me trying to blow out a candle. All right. Folks, when you do this, you have to fill in the gaps. Speaking of filling in the gaps, that goes right in line with what's bugging me. Letting our imagination. Uh-oh. And when you hear today's Facebook post, it'll blow your mind. Letting our imagination fill in the gaps, get this, regarding what other people are thinking related to us. Oh, I've gone to church for 37 years. 36. All right, 35. I know what happens when you walk inside a church and you shake your hand and wave at somebody that you think you kind of know and they kind of know you. And instead of looking back at you and smiling, they turn the other way and walk abruptly. And you're thinking, wow, that person is just so rude. Even though they don't even see you whatsoever, but they just got a buzz on their phone that they need to come help their wife because she just put the car in on a curb and he wants to check it out right away. In other words, in your mind is one play. In reality is another. We often act like we know what people are thinking, like Jesus actually knew what people were thinking. But most of the time, we're not even in the ballpark. But guess who's there sitting on the shoulder going, that's what that person thinks of you. That's what that person thinks of you. In an accusatory manner. Let's see who's the accuser of the brethren. Could it be Satan? I mean, it's like
imagination.
Thank you very much. Bottom line, folks, don't let your imagination fill in the gaps regarding what people are thinking related to you, because you know what? You're wrong oftentimes, and it is the devil that is the accuser of the brethren. That's what's bugging me.
Imagination.
Letting my imagination fill in the gaps. That's brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. I can't tell you what I used to say in church, because back then we only recorded some things, but I will say that analogy I gave, I used to use a different analogy. That's kind of the sufficient part of what I'm going to say there. Okay, let's do this next section. It is a DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. For those that are new, a Devotional Diamond of the Day is when I share something that kind of jumps off the scripture, kind of speaks to me. Right now I'm in Psalms and Acts, two different places, but I have some older DDDs that I didn't get to share and I want to share them. This is out of Job chapter 40, Job chapter 40 verses 1 through 5. For new Christians, that's not the book of Job. You do not find employment there. You will find a lot of answers, but not employment. The title of this one is A Time to Be Silent. A Time to Be Silent. Always good when a radio talk show host talks about being quiet. No oxymoron there. Here's what the passage says. The Lord answered Job, "Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let him who argues with God give an answer." Then Job answered the Lord, "I am so insignificant. How can I answer you? I place my hand over my mouth. I have spoken once and I will not reply twice, but now I can add nothing." So this is Job and God having a moment. Now in chapters 1 and 2, it was a fantastic moment as God is bragging about Job. In chapters 3 through 31, Job having a wee bit of a meltdown, cursing the day that he was conceived and born. Then Elihu coming in and spending a few chapters, 5 or 6 chapters, making sure Job understands that justifying yourself versus justifying God is what people call dumb. And now God has entered into the discussion and has spoken to Job, started off the questioning by asking this classic question, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?" And that pretty much sums up the rest of the discussion that you can have the rest of your Christian walk. Before you tell God what is or is not just or right, especially when man's righteousness means nothing, because there's the way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of death. But here's God letting Job know, "I'm going to wait for you now, friend. You're contending with the Almighty. Time for you to correct me. Answer me." Now, I feel, and I could be wrong, but as a Bible reader, I feel that moment that perhaps Job was not searching for an eloquent thing to speak, but just knew exactly what he had to say. "I should not have spoken. I will now be quiet. I have nothing to add." And you look at that and you think, yeah, that guy is smart right there. That's smart, 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 smart. When we do our smart, smart, smart thing, this is Job in responding to God.
Smart, 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 smart.
Now, why is he smart? Because he recognizes, one, when God asked question number one, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?" and Job had no actual answer, and that was really the end of the entire conversation, that the next thing out of Job's mouth had best be good in line with what God is talking about, or Job could be a vapor. And so for Job's sanity and sake of living, he wisely says, "I am so insignificant." I like that because he's starting off the whole conversation by going, "I don't count. It's not about me. I'm not the center of the universe. No more me, 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 me. I'm not warming up for a solo. I'm really sorry." And then he says, "I've spoken once, I will not reply twice, but now I can add nothing," which is a nice way of saying there's nothing else I can say in this conversation that's going to make a bit of difference. This is a lost process. I will help those out there who want to understand what this is. This is when you're having an argument with your spouse and your spouse has nailed you down and there is no escape. And the only response you can have is, I can say nothing now. I am done. Only in Job's case, it's worse because it's not a give and take argument. It's a discussion that God has telling Job, "I'm in charge. I laid the foundation of the earth. And what I allow and what I don't allow is my business and not for you to determine." And while the entire world struggles with the theology, not the entire world, let's say a grand portion of the world struggles with a theology that says all good is God, all bad is Satan, all things that happen, anything that's trying or testing must just be the devil, and God going, I'm in charge of everything. Makes you recognize that we're insignificant and not always at the center of each circumstance that we face. So my encouragement in this is to understand that being silent before the Lord is not a bad thing. It's a fantastic thing if you're recognizing that we're insignificant, that we should place our hand over our mouth, just like Job said, that we are nothing apart from what God gives us worth and value in, and that we have really nothing to add except for a big fat thank you. Because outside of that, there's not a lot. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be honest. It's like, you know, we go through moments of delusions of grandeur all the time. And we're not even at the center of the universe. I mean, it's fantastic that Jesus died for us, but Scripture makes it quite clear in Revelation 4 and 5 that the center of the universe is where God is. And it's about him and his truths and his love and his teaching. So the encouragement is to recognize that every once in a while you're before the Lord, and even in prayer. That doesn't mean you have to fill the air. Sometimes you can repeat what Job said. I place my hand over my mouth. I'm pretty insignificant. I got nothing to add. It's all you, Lord. That's a good thing. At that point, to be silent, because the Lord appreciates his people in the context that he appreciates what they understand. And here's what we need to understand. All you, God, all you, all the time. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
And heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
On Valentine's Day, you won't see many college students out on dates. Why? Well, for many, it's too scary. I'll explain next on Breakpoint.
From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Johnstone Street with Breakpoint.
For years, Breakpoint's reported about the vile Sex Week events that occur annually on college campuses. These noxious events include lectures by fringe so-called experts advocating all manner of indecency in graphic public displays meant to normalize deviancy. But in 2007, a small group of students at Princeton University grew tired of this one-sided, dangerous approach to intimate relationships, so they formed a group called the Anscombe Society to counter the sexual craziness with sound social science and well-reasoned arguments, and to advocate for natural marriage and chastity. The New York Times found this group so amusing that it ran a feature on these quaint students with their antiquated ideas. The impact, though, was overwhelming, and not how you might think. Students at other colleges took note, liked what they saw, and wanted help forming their own groups, and thus was born the Love and Fidelity Network. Now in its eighth year, the Love and Fidelity Network has chapters at 36 colleges and universities. They're changing the debate on campus by bringing world-class academics to speak about the harms of the hookup culture and give the truth about marriage and chastity. As you might imagine, this has earned them a lot of enemies, but one of their programs has earned almost universal praise. Last year, for their annual Valentine's Day outreach, the Love and Fidelity crowd developed a new campaign called Hashtag Bring Dating Back. Through a series of posters, they peppered the campus with dating tips. And this year's campaign follows a similar, simple formula. One poster reads, "This Valentine's Day, bring dating back. It's not that complicated." And there are three variations on this message, telling students that dating isn't that old-fashioned, scary, or awkward. Now, if you're from my generation, this elicits a big huh? And you might even think that the dating scene can be rife with problems of its own. It can. But this is a step in the right direction. As I reported on Breakpoint last fall, there is no real dating scene for young adults anymore, and especially not on college campuses. Even worse, friendship and trust are suffering too. Why? The hookup culture has killed it. It's made many unable to emotionally connect. To share a cup of coffee across the table from another makes many students feel vulnerable. It's too uncomfortable. And so, they hook up instead. Kaylin LaRuffa, executive director of the Love and Fidelity Network, attributes the death of dating culture to a combination of factors, especially the fallout from the sexual revolution. The severing of sex from procreation and marriage in the 60s and 70s has morphed into today's scene, where many students pursue sex apart from any relationship at all. Many report now not even enjoying it, but they participate because they think they have to. All of this reminds me of the senior devil in the C.S. Lewis novel, The Screwtape Letters. Screwtape hated pleasure, since it was an invention of the enemy, meaning God. The tempter devil's job, he explained, was to get humans to mindlessly indulge in pleasurable activities to the point where they became bland. The goal was to numb them to the real reward of knowing the source of pleasure itself. LaRuffa believes that the Bring Dating Back campaign hits a nerve because no matter their philosophical or religious beliefs, many students are simply tired of the emptiness that the hookup culture brings. The positive response to the Bring Dating Back campaign should encourage us all. Buried deep under the accumulated cultural lies are signs that even the most devoted hedonist, college students, are looking for something more out of life and relationships. Thankfully, students at 36 colleges this year will be shown there's another way. Come to Breakpoint.org to learn more about this campaign and learn how you and your church can promote it through social media. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Tell us about the Subaru Mazda of El Cajon customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. We only have time for a short DDD. Let's get right to it. It's called Doing the Job. Doing the job. Now, if you remember in the scriptures, Johnny B, that's John the Baptist, and yes, I can call him Johnny B, said he must increase, but I must decrease, referring to Jesus Christ. And that is a principle that you and I need to operate in, because a lot of times when we wake up in the morning, we forget that this is about honoring the Lord throughout the day and the evening. Is every element you do going to be perfect? Probably not. Are you going to say everything 100% correct? Probably not. Are you going to do everything just absolutely perfect with 100% pure motive? Not likely. But your mindset and your heart can be one that says this: he must increase, but I must decrease. There's something Jesus said in John 17:4 that's pretty fascinating. He said, I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work you gave me to do. Jesus glorified the Father on earth by accomplishing the work that the Father gave us to do. Here's something you need to know. It's not about your happy dance. Oh, I know you think it is. And I know some of you think you can dance when you can't. But the reality is, it's not about your happy dance. I know people want to think it is, but it's not. It's not that the Lord won't bless you with wonderful things. Of course he will. If he gave you Jesus Christ, he'll give you so many other wonderful blessings. We understand that. And blessing upon blessing and grace upon grace. But accomplishing his work, that mindset, that's a good mindset to go throughout the day with. You'll wake up, you've got your stuff you got to do. I mean, look, we all have certain things we have to do. You'll have to get up in the morning. You have to get yourself kind of presentable. Usually you'll have to get into some form of transportation. You'll have to get to work. You'll have to start the work process. And as you're going through, some of it will become mundane and some of it's not. Some of it's more interesting and fascinating. But the concept here is to have in the back of your heart and mind this understanding that if the Lord wants to utilize you, use you, if he wants you to be a vessel, that you're just aware that he may want to use you as a vessel. Now, you might think, well, how is he ever going to use me if I'm doing the same thing every day, 8 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week, never, you know, and anything else, just doing the same thing over and over and over again? Can I tell you one thing that would be a fantastic witness, one of the best witnesses ever for the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you did all those things and didn't complain one time about it? Ow. Dave, can you take that knife out of my back? Yeah, I'll just stick it in mine. I mean, I love what I do, but there's parts that are things that I do that I sit there and think, listen, you think it's fun going through certain websites, reading certain stories when you're just like going, you're holding your breath going, you know, I'm going to do this for the show so I can understand this. But if I gave straight out what I think about this, I'm just thinking, Jesus, please come back right this second, right now, right now, right now. I don't even want to finish this article I'm reading. Blah, 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 blah. You think that's all pleasurable, but you know, it'd be a better witness if I just recognize that the things that I do as for the Lord so that he can increase and I decrease, and that I just accomplish the work he set before me and be thankful that he even knocked on the door of my heart and called my name. I know we don't do everything right and perfect. That's what grace and mercy are about. But that doesn't stop us from the ability to have a mindset that says, Lord, what do you want today? I'd like to make sure I present myself. I want to make sure that I'm there and aware. It might be a perfect saying right there. I like that. To be there and to be aware. How about we work that together? You and I, we'll just work on it. Just like we're going to acknowledge every victory acknowledged. Also, let's be there and be aware for whatever the Lord does want to do in our lives. Be fantastic, right? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You're going to hear Marty, then you're going to hear SRN News, and then we'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.